Thank you. chief of the Oyster Bay Fire Department. That's kind of interesting. In a white car, jumped it. Why here at 106, 107, went through the full red light before he even changed. Back to you. None of you, 2SCT Mobile.
Unbelievable, I tell you. Unbelievable. You got no respect on the radio. You got no respect for people with the lights or anything. I tell you, it's unbelievable, this world. Anyway, enjoy your morning and have a happy morning. This is KC2TZG, and the name here is Joe. Juliet Osco Echo.
Fucking you. Okay, very good, Joe. Are you going to stay around a little bit longer, or do you have time to stay a little longer?
F2UZD. KC2KKX.
Yeah, I have plenty of time. I'm going to be staying here for a long time. But I got to make a couple of phone calls to my boss. I'm over at the shop. So let me just make a couple of calls, and I'll be back on the air.
Fucking Jew. Okay, Noss and Pete, welcome back. And okay, Joe. All right, yeah. Come on, you know, just call back in, and yeah, that's it. It's just about respect, and you know, it's all over the place, right? Respect goes a long way, but a lot of people don't have it. So but we'll just move forward. That's all. Yeah, I was sorry to hear about Whitney Houston. I was in Glen Cove at Stango's restaurant, and the news was breaking around, I guess it was 10 o'clock here our time at night. And I just come from the Miller Ridge Inn. We had a nice dinner with four friends of mine. And we had a nice time over there at Miller Ridge Inn. So kind of a surprise, but it's the old deadly mix that does these musicians. And, you know, it's all in my field. I'm a musician, and I know a lot of actors and actresses in and out of the field, and it's just seems to go with the scene, and only a few can seem to make it through straight on the way, like John Wayne. So over to you, Knopf, and then Pete and Joe will come back, and then back to me. W2SCT Mobile. How are you? How was your weekend, Knopf? Fucking you.
Okay, very good, Peter. Yeah. Shame. And as you said, I've known a few actors and singers and musicians in my time. And it's sad but true. Anyhow, so yeah, Peter, I don't know. You and me just don't seem to click anymore on D-Star. I gotta upload my radio data and look at it, but I have spoken to other people on D-Star, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. Well, I'll have to take a careful look at that. Peter?
Well, you know, first, Whitney Houston, certainly a tragic loss and obviously troubled individual to unfortunately be in that situation. Anyway, yeah, I was on the D-Star repeater, you know, DIG, and actually heard someone else who heard me, Nass, but maybe you were on a different repeater, I'm not sure. But I didn't hear you. And Pete, and Nass, I heard there may be a truck stuck under the Gracie Mansion on the FDR. I don't know if that's true or not, but someone told me that on 440. But I don't really have a good alternative, so I seem to be moving. Pete, over to you.
All right. And the, I mean, you'd have to go to a cross street, I guess, and go down Second Avenue or something like that, right? Or I think Second goes down, right? I mean, that's what I would do. I'd just cross over to one of the avenues and go down. Because if the truck's stuck under Gracie Mansion, you can bet that it's all blocked up. But hopefully that's not the case. All right, good morning there, Pete. And I wonder what repeater you were on. Where's the D-Star repeater located? And that you can hear not, but very good. Yeah, well, that's what happens. You know, it's part of the field. It's part of the partying scene that's connected to performances and all that. So after a concert or after a show or whatever, people go out, right? That's what builds up, and if you can't control it, be in control of it, then it's you can see how many have gone down that road of demise. So I didn't think Whitney was in that ballpark, but apparently she was, and so it's unfortunate. But otherwise, it was a nice weekend, kind of quiet. More paperwork and so forth, and actually started to organize things for my cruise coming up on Saturday. So looking forward to that. Checked everything, checked the flight out for Friday, and everything seems to be in good order. So I'll tell you in the next round about our talk with Princess Cruise Lines.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Yeah, Peter, you did it again. You timed out. Anyhow, Peter KKX, I tried both DIG and I tried the Brooklyn repeater, and I heard you, but you didn't hear me. as far as, yeah, I heard on the radio that traffic was stopped between the Triborough Bridge and 79th Street due to the truck going southbound. Yeah, you could either take, I would take Lexington Avenue down, not 2nd Avenue. Take the street. The other way is to take the Triborough Bridge over to the BQE, to the LIE, to the Midtown Tunnel. That's what I did. I took the Triborough Bridge. I came over to the Major Deacon, and I got a Triborough, and I'm getting on the Kosciuszko Bridge now. And once I get off, first exit's mine, and I'll be at my office. So I'll be at my office shortly. Over to you, Peter KKX.
Yeah, no, if, the interferer didn't let the beep tone go through.
Well, anyway, I heard the beep. And, well, I'm moving, so I'm going to stick with the FDR at the moment. The exits off the FDR look worse, so I think everyone's heard the same announcement. So I imagine the downtown avenues are not anything necessarily better. But I can always bail out if I need to. Anyway, Pete, over to you.
K2RND.
Okay, K2RND, and we have the beep tones going through there. Yeah, not because, you know, the guy was doing Morse code just before I couldn't get the beep tone, so that's why it timed out. So hopefully he's gone now. Finished with his games. And, very good. Well, hopefully you'll get through there, and, find the repeater there. I guess something is just not getting through there, not with the D-Star. Connect on that. And Ron should be back from Korea and Japan. He should have gotten in late Saturday afternoon, so we'll see if he pops in here shortly. And catch up more on everything. So over to the ranking station. It was K2RND. Good morning. That's the call I have never heard before. I don't think it's ever ever smoking, so you'll take it and turn over to Don. Don from U said D. Go ahead, break your station. And I'm Peter, W2SCT Mobile.
Yeah, it's KA2IND. The name is Barry. I monitor you guys every day. Just so you know, the problem on the FDR drive is an 18-wheeler stuck underneath the underpass at Gracie Mansion, just in case any of you are coming that way. So I would say get off the FDR, because who knows how long that's going to take. But anyway, I just wanted to come in here and let you know what to do the update. I told KKX earlier, and I'll pass it over to Knox. KA2IND, standing by.
Okay, very good. This is M2UZD and the group for ID. So, good luck, Peter, KKS. Hope it clears up. Sometimes, very often these traffic reports are 15, 20 minutes behind. It may be cleared up by the time you get down there. Anyhow, I already got off at my exit. So, I'll be at my office in 5 minutes. Oh, over to Peter KKS.
Yeah, very good, and thanks again for the heads up on the...